This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
I'm just going to say this. If Josh Vernier is on the show on August 22nd, something is going great for the Royals. Usually by now, I mean, college football season starts tomorrow, final week of the NFL preseason. We'd have been long gone from talking about the Royals, but no, we can't. The Royals are one of the hottest teams in baseball. Vern, how you doing today, my man?
Actually, the telltale sign is, like, you know what you want to talk about, right? In those 2019, 2021, 22, 23, when you were nice enough to have me on in the month of August, it was normally to find out, is there anything worth talking about with this Royals team? Vern, give me one good thing to mention about this Royals baseball club, but I'm well aware you're well aware of all the good things to talk about with this team.
No, you're right. You know, I also just kind of reached the point now where I feel like I can tell Rob and Speck no. Like, oh, you should have Vern on today. No, I don't want to have him on today. I don't know if there's anything to talk about. But no, I do want you on the show. There is a lot to talk about today. This is how we led the show. I think the Royals have to overcome their fear if they're going to make the postseason this year. This season, they have been 22-37 against teams that are 500 or better. They play 19 of those games between now and the end of the season. Nobody is saying you got to go 15-4 in that stretch, but you can't go 6-13 in that stretch. You got to go 9-10. You got to hover around 500. If the Royals can just find a way to play competitive against teams that are in their weight class, they really got a chance to do this thing.
Yeah, and as long as they continue to beat up on the bad teams, yeah, no doubt about it. Although a lot of the numbers that include the first half of the season, to me, don't really pertain to this team. The offense is so very different. This is, you know, a far cry than the bunch that they were running out there in April and May and June. So, yeah, that team struggled. The pitching staff is also completely different than it was in April, May, and June. So a lot of these season-long statistics just don't carry the type of water that they would, you know, had MJ Melendez and Hunter Renfroe and Cole Reagans and Chris Bubich. And, you know, we've seen a lot of turnover as, again, this offense, since Adam Frazier showed up, since the All-Star break hit, has been completely different in all different facets, from swing and miss to drawing walks to hitting home runs to, you know, working an opposing pitcher's pitch count. It's a completely different 1-9, even though, you know, half of the names are the same.
I give J.J. Piccolo a lot of credit for this. A lot of people were saying that the Royals should have been sellers. I was saying this. I believe you were saying this, too. I thought it was in the Royals' best interest to just pack it in for 2025 and get ready for 2026 when you can regroup and get healthy. They certainly had a lot of kind of exit plans to do that. This team was 40 and 47 around the 4th of July, and they were completely banged up. I think JJ and his staff deserve a lot of credit for staying strong in their conviction, staying the course, and making moves that didn't hurt this team long term, help them in the short term, and also looking ahead to make a move to get a guy like Ryan Burgert, who definitely factors into their long term plans.
Yeah, he had a tremendous trade deadline, no doubt about it. Another well-executed, well-maneuvered deadline by JJ in this front office. But to me, it's more of a reflection on John Sherman and Seth Lugo, because you know, you say we wanted to be sellers, and you know, my response throughout July was, well, what is selling? Seth Lugo isn't selling. Seth Lugo is doing the proper business move at the deadline. If you're out of it, you move him. But once you find out he's willing to leave some money on the table and your owner is willing to make a legitimate offer, if you have the opportunity to keep him, well, yeah, all right. Now there is nothing to sell, because Seth Lugo, to me, was the only obvious move at the deadline. I mean, true selling was talks of parting with a Vinny Pasquantino or a Chris Bubich or a Michael Garcia. And I don't think you were ever on board with that. I know I was never on board with that. So once Seth Lugo said, I'll be on board with 2026 and 2027 in this organization, and John Sherman made that happen, to me, it allowed J.J. Piccolo to stick with his plan. Because if Lugo doesn't give, if Sherman doesn't give, Piccolo's admitted, I would have moved Seth Lugo, because we had to move Seth Lugo. So to me, yes, he deserves a lot of credit, and he's deserved a lot of credit because he's nailed now three straight trade deadlines. But to me, the pivot in the season of, wow, we can be aggressive at the deadline, that happened when Seth Lugo and John Sherman came to an agreement.
Right now, we're talking a little Royals baseball with our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. You and I talked about this early in the week. Seth Lugo was off to a little bit of a rough patch. He turned things around in his last start. What was different about Lugo than has been the last handful of starts?
Yeah, he said it was all about execution, focus, working pitch to pitch. Right, he never took the excuse of I'm tired. He never took the excuse of that finger injury that he's told us is going to be bothering him for the rest of the season. He said it was all on me. So, all-star right-hander, a guy that you do ink to a near $50 million extension, did exactly what you would expect from a veteran like that, or someone like a Michael Wacha, a Salvador Perez. Just when you start to worry that, wow, this is more than just a couple of bad outings, this is starting to be a trend. The reason why they last so long in the big leagues is because they're able to adjust. And you know, Waka's been doing it for years, Salvi, of course, and the latest example being Seth Lugo.
Taking a look at Vinny Pasquantino, we'll jump around here talking about the Royals. We're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. I heard you talk about this on the end of your post-game show. Vinny, in his last 162 regular season games, he's hitting 260, 34 home runs, and 119 RBIs. He has been very, very good. I've seen a lot of tweets. I've heard a lot of commentary about the Royals should just lock Vinny up long-term. Based on what I heard you say, it sounds like you and I are on the same page. There's really no reason to do that right now. If you want to treat him like Cole Reagans or Hunter Dozier back in the day, you want to buy out his arbitration, give him some guaranteed money, give him that peace of mind and comfort, I mean, go all ahead. There's no harm in doing that, but I don't really know why the Royals would give him a 6 or 7 year deal right now. I just don't think that makes a lot of sense for them.
Yeah, he's 28, so you have him for his prime, especially for a first baseman, someone that is somewhat landlocked. You love him, and that's why you'll pay him, because of his importance inside that clubhouse. But no, to extend him beyond that, if you want to put in a few incentives that could pay him 1 year, 2 years into free agency, yeah, I would be fine with that. Michael Garcia, though, is a different story. Now, again, not to get off of Vinny too quick. Vinny right now on pace for 32 home runs at 110 RBI. That's a combination Mike Sweeney, George Brett, Hal McRae never did, Amos Otis, Mike Moustakas, Eric Hosmer never had that many home runs, that many runs driven in the same season. So, you know, proper amount of reverence for Vinny, who's been on an absolute tear once the calendar flipped to May in OPS that is all-star worthy, in OPS of 860. To me, Vinny is the best first baseman in the division and can make a case that I'm the best left-handed hitter in this American League Central. But he is a first baseman DH only. Mikel Garcia can play shortstop every single day at the highest level while hitting 300, running the bases well with a strong arm, with power, can hit for average. Mikel Garcia this year has been one of the 15 best players on the planet. So not only would I buy up his arbitration, I'd throw him at least 1 or 2 years of his free agency, which means you're going to have to pay him properly, but also he's going to leave some money on the table for that type of long-term security. When you have someone that can play up the middle, that is that well-rounded of a baseball player, even if he ends up staying at second or rather staying at third or bouncing over to second base, to have that type of well-rounded 5-tool player to go along with Bobby Witt Jr. and Jack Caglione for the next half decade, that's a pretty solid 1-2-3 in your lineup for the next 5 years.
I'm looking at this as really a 10-day stretch when it comes to the Royals. And more specifically, I'm looking at the 6 games you have against the Tigers. I mean, if you can win both of those series, great. You absolutely will take that. I don't know how realistic that is for you if you're the Royals. I think you just got to go 3-3 against the Tigers. I don't care how you do it. I don't care where you do it. But you can't lose any ground. It's great if you gain ground, but you just can't lose any ground while you're trying to catch up with Seattle and Boston, et cetera.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know a win total that I'm looking for. I just want to see them continue to play well-rounded baseball, because if they do that, I think they can outlast the rest and find themselves with one of those final three wild card spots. You know, yeah, it's a big series in Detroit. The next one's going to be big, and then there's 13 straight days without an off day. And you're taking on Cleveland and Philadelphia, Seattle, Toronto, so just keep playing quality baseball. You'll be there in the end.
When did the Royals start taking walks? Because you've been here long enough. I've certainly been here long enough. I can't ever remember a Royals team that was getting on base by walks. I saw a stat from Rainey. This is the most walks they've had over an 11-game stretch in like 20 years or so. What's gotten into the Royals offense?
Good hitters. Yeah, Mike Yastrzemski, Adam Frazier, Vinny Pasquantino's been a good hitter. People are wising up with Bobby Witt Jr., not allowing him to beat you. But you look again, before the All-Star break, the Royals had the lowest walk percentage in all of Major League Baseball. Since the All-Star break, they have the sixth highest walk rate in all of Major League Baseball. Before the break, before Adam Frazier showed up, they averaged the second fewest home runs per at-bat in all of baseball. Since the All-Star break, third most home runs per at-bat. But again, chase percentage, swing percentage, I could go on and on. It's been a completely different offense. Once Frazier, once Yastrzemski showed up, it's elongated the offense and not put the lion's share of the pressure on three bats, especially one being Salvi, who now, again, as we've discussed, is being asked to be the everyday catcher for the home stretch, just like he was a decade ago. Although, unlike a decade ago, he's not hitting in the 7 spot, he's hitting in the 5 spot and is asked a lot of. Can Salvi deliver? We'll see. If not, it's nice to know that a guy like Yastrzemski and Grichuk and others, Mikel Garcia, can pitch in to pick up the captain.
Vern, I'll get you out of here with this last question. It's baseball related, but it's also not baseball related. Have you ever traveled to watch your team? And when they lost, or if they lost, is that like a bottom five feeling as a fan? Because I've done that before. You know, you get in the car, you get in a plane to go watch your team. It's a road game. Like, you could have been having a great trip, and then your team gets beat 24-3, and you're thinking, man, why did I come here? Has this ever happened to you?
No. The only team I've ever traveled to see was Michigan football, and they always beat up on Sparty for those trips. They beat the Buckeyes for that trip. So, no, never really experienced it. But as a Mizzou fan, I would imagine, yeah, you felt
that. Yeah, well, come on now. Why'd you have to throw white? Come on now. That felt
well, I just
white
know
shade.
Where we're going here. I know
okay,
it's college football season. I heard that bumper's back where you're all fired up about the Tigers. I love it.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's happened in football and basketball. I went to Hilton Coliseum yeah. to play the Cyclones. They were down 20 by the second media timeout. It was time to go.
That's why I laugh every time I hear it, because you have no idea what year that's from, what team he's talking about. It's just it. That is Mizzou sports.
That is Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show. Vern, I'm hopeful that when we talk next time, that means the Royals took care of business against the Tigers, man. I appreciate
no
you, Vern.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That is Josh Vern. You're joining us on the show. We're going to talk about that coming up on the other side, because there are some K-State fans and Iowa State fans that they have spent a lot of money and time planning to go to Ireland. Somebody is coming home unhappy. Both teams can't be happy. Can it still be a good trip if you've gone out of town and you've spent thousands of dollars to watch your team and your team loses? Like, I don't care how good the Guinness can be. If you fly over there and your team loses because of a last second heartbreaking kick, I don't know if you can say that you had a good trip in Ireland. We're going to talk about that next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Your home for the best food takes in KC.
Regular old American nachos. You know, I don't need jalapenos with mine. Just chips, cheese.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Talk about week zero, but before we do that, it is time to play how much to go to the Chiefs game tonight. Rob, that's what we're gonna do. I am on StubHub.com right now. I have pulled up the cheapest ticket inside of Arrowhead Stadium. Let me tell you where this is. It is in section 341, row 24, seats 23 and 24. These are the absolute cheapest tickets available on StubHub. Now, you've been to Arrowhead. I don't want to make it seem like these are bad seats, but they ain't good. How much do you think it is to go to the Chiefs game later today between the Chiefs and the Bears in the most recent edition of How Much to Go to the Game Tonight?
I'm going to keep my guess cheap. I'm going to say it's $16 to go tonight.
How much?
$16.
Turn the music off. Right now on StubHub, the cheapest price per ticket to go to preseason game number 3 between the Chiefs and the Bears is $47.
People are sick.
I have so many questions. Number one, how much are they charging y'all for this?
What's a regular season game cost?
That's what I'm asking. How much are they charging y'all for this? Because this is what I'm guessing. You're charging $47 because you're trying to get back the money that they hit you up for. Clark Hunt, he hit you up for $50-$60 for that seat. So now you can't just give it away. You got to try to get something back. How much are they charging y'all to go to this preseason game tonight? This is practice. That's what this is. This is a practice they're having today. I mean, I know there's going to be lights and cameras. This is football practice. You could have been watching them practice in St. Joe for free. You could have filled up the tank, watched football practice. Maybe you got an autograph from a player, stopped and got you a bite to eat in St. Joe. You could have done all that for less than $47 a ticket. Hey, how much are they charging y'all to go to this? That's number one. That's question number one. Question number two. Now, this might be the person I am judging. Who's the person that's spending $47 a ticket to sit in 341, row 24, seats 23 and 24 for a preseason game? I get sitting up there for the Eagles. I get sitting up there for the Lions, for the Commanders. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. I understand. You're sitting up there. You're sitting up there during the preseason game. Hey, man, must be nice. I'm telling you.
By the way, this doesn't factor in the fact that it's what?
You got to pay to park.
What is parking nowadays?
You ain't even paid to park. This is just $47 a ticket. This includes fees. So you're taking your little one. So you in this for about $100. They hit you for $60. You paying this? Hey, I mean.
I'm going to say, is parking still $60 or did it go up this year? Like, I know it has been $60, but has it moved?
I mean, I'm just saying, y'all got it, man. Y'all got it.
To see what? A quarter's being generous of Caleb Williams and Patrick Mahomes.
Someone on the text line says, damn, you guys are dogging my seats. I sit up there. I'm not judging you. I get it. Get it how you live. I'm not hating on your seats. I mean, you know you ain't got the best seats in the house. You know that. I'm not telling you nothing you don't know. You know you don't got the premium seats. That's all I'm saying. You know that. I get sitting up there for the regular season. I don't make it seem like I've always sat premium at the Chiefs game. I wouldn't be sitting up there for this practice tonight. I'm going to tell you that much. I can't do that. I got to walk up all that spiral. I got to do all that to watch Gardner Minshew. I'm not doing that. Come on now. I can't do that. You're a better man than me. I can admit that.
But parking is $60 tonight, unless you want the premium parking, which is far more expensive. If you're sitting in 321, you ain't paying for premium parking, so we're not going to waste time discussing that.
No, I got you. Someone said, I paid $50 a piece for two tickets. That's in section 112. I'm taking my 5-year-old, so that's priceless. I mean, hey, if you're happy with it, I'm with you. I got you. Someone said, I'm trying to take the kids for the experience rather than spend $200 ticket during the regular season. No, I get you. That makes sense to me. If you're taking a kid today, you're trying to save a little bit of money, I got you. No, that checks out. That makes sense. I follow you. I'm on your side. I want everybody to be happy. If you swipe your debit card on this section 340, row 25 for $47 apiece, and you and the little one up there happy, hey man, go crazy. I hope you enjoy tonight's preseason football game. I really do. I hope it's a great time for you and the family. Rob, let me ask you this. This is kind of related to what we're talking about, but not really related to it. I don't know how many away games that you've been to as a fan. I've been to my handful of away games. I've been to Missouri football away games. I've been to basketball. I've been to a couple of Chiefs away games. You know, I've got a chance to go to other people's stadium. I'm telling you, that drive home after your team just got the beats is one of the worst feelings about being a fan. It's a top five, bottom five feeling is what it is. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Some of you went down to New Orleans. Maybe you didn't go to the Super Bowl, but you wanted to be in New Orleans around the Super Bowl, you know? And you're sitting there, and you're in a New Orleans pub, and you're watching the Eagles just pummel your Chiefs. It can't be fun. You might have had an amazing trip up to that point. I mean, the beignets was good. The gumbo was amazing. That's your first time being down there. The sights, the sound. It's Super Bowl week. You're thrilled. You get to support your team. And they lose? I'm telling you, it's the worst. I was telling Vernon the story. A couple years ago, Mizzou played at Hilton Coliseum. I was really excited to go to Hilton. I never been to Hilton Coliseum. I wanted to go see it. I had decent seats. I was like, hey, Missouri got pummeled. They were never in the basketball game. Not fun. I watched Missouri play at Arkansas a couple times in basketball. I've never seen them win. They always lose every time I go. And then I got to make that drive back from Fayetteville. It's not that fun. But at least that's here in the States, you know? I ain't never been to Ireland to watch my team play. I feel bad for a K-State fan or a Cyclone fan. Because I'm guessing this is a trip of a lifetime. You don't just go to Ireland on a whim. It's not Orlando or Vegas. You got a plan to go to Ireland. You got to get your passport in order. You got to figure out where you're going to stay. I don't know what their currency is, but you got to make sure you got everything all together. You go over there and you're seeing things that you can only dream of. You're seeing things that you've seen on Google or things that you've seen in the encyclopedia or on TikTok. You're living it. You get a chance to go to some of the most iconic places in the world. You get to go to a real Irish pub and drink beer and hear the songs and take in the culture. But then you're there for football. And you go there and you see your team get beat 27-13 and come out lifeless. I don't know if you can consider that a good trip at the end of it. 913-586-7965. Can you still have a good trip even if your team loses in the process? Because some of you have made this trip before. Maybe you went to the wild card game between the Chiefs and the Colts. I was at that one. Miserable drive home. Maybe there's another sporting event that you've been to. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of things that test your patience as a fan. When you make the decision to go to a road game, because that's a real commitment to go to a road game. And when they lose and you got to drive back and you got to come back to the trip after your team lost, I'm telling you, man, there might not be worse feelings as a fan.
So I think the magnitude of the game and or the distance of travel really affects things here. Because I have done a couple trips within the Big 12 to go see my team play. I've been to Stillwater, I've been to Manhattan, I've been to Norman, I've been to these places, and if it's a 4 or 5 hour drive and you can do it in a day down and back, and after your team loses, you and your friends driving back, it's a bad experience. Do not get me wrong. It's unfun. It's unpleasant. There is nothing to like. It is very, very feeling. Like, just bad. I will tell you this, though. The further you go on a trip or the bigger the game you go on a trip for, the worse and worse it feels. Because you mentioned that Colts playoff game. Now, the snowstorm changes things. I would say the average fan had planned on staying in Indianapolis that night. Do you know what you don't want to do if you travel to watch your team lose? Go out on the town. If you're a K-State fan, as you mentioned, you're in Dublin. This is an incredible experience. The Emerald Isle, the whole deal. If they lose to Iowa State, you know what you're not going to want to do? Stay out in one of the more cool countries in the world. You're going to want to sit in the hotel room in silence. If you're a fan that has traveled for a bowl game, Carrington, I know we went to the Cotton Bowl a few years ago. Now, Mizzou won, so this didn't happen. But if you had driven down or flown down to Dallas for the Cotton Bowl and Ohio State with, I don't even know who's the quarterback for them that day, Devin Brown.
Hot.
And spank Mizzou, you would have been like, this is the worst. The bottom five experience.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
There are KU fans listening that have traveled to an Elite Eight game and they lose. And it is an absolute awful experience because you feel stranded in the town. So it's bad no matter what, but there are levels. If you are in an airplane and you're traveling, it makes it so, so much worse. Like, we could call Gold. Gold went to the Chiefs and Packers game a few years ago. He wanted to see Lambeau, Sunday Night Football. He was so excited. I'm betting at like 10:15, he hated that he was in Green Bay, and he had spent all that money to go watch his team lose.
Now, there's one thing I gotta disagree with you. I mean, I'm going to be disappointed, but if I'm over here in Ireland, win or lose, we going out after this game. We going out after the game.
You ain't wearing the colors, though.
We going out.
You're going out in a new t-shirt and jeans.
You're right. I don't know if I can wear the K-State garb after an L. I got to go just put on a regular white T-shirt. I don't know if I can go out there in the garb. But trust me, I'm still going out in Ireland if that's the case. Reading people's stories about this experience and driving back, oh my goodness, it's so funny. I'm serious, it's so funny. Someone said the drive back from Manhattan after leaving Lubbock when K-State lost 68-14 was the worst drive of my life, and it's not even close. Someone else just sent in one. The 2018 Final Four. I can't ever remember a time it felt like I was longer in the car driving back from San Antonio after watching Villanova shoot 130% from three. I'm telling you, it's one of those fan experiences that if you haven't been there, there's no way for you to properly understand this segment. You have to have been in this scenario. When you travel to go to a game, because it's the hype, the excitement, like, man, it's a big game, and you know, it's a lot that goes into it. You got to get the tickets and the travel and where you're going to stay. And man, you're having such a good time. And there's so much hype and anticipation. And then they come out and lay an egg. Oh, my goodness. It cuts your soul deep. You guys think you were hurt by the AFC Championship game and they lost to the Bengals. That's the same feeling you have for a week two game when you go travel to see your team play. It's a terrible feeling. Absolutely terrible feeling. Then you're sitting there and the opposing team's fans are all happy and they're mocking you and you like want to cheer for your team, but you got to conceal it. You can't really let it out. I'm telling you, it's bad. I don't want that for K-State fans. I really don't. I'm cheering for you guys. I really am. I'm serious. I'm cheering for you. I want you to win. I want Iowa State fans to be the sad one. I don't want you to be the sad one. I really don't. I don't want you to be sad.
I will say this. The flip that coin over, a top experience as a fan is when you go on the road and your team wins. I've been in Bramlage when KU went in there and beat Jacob Pullen, and I'm telling you, elite time. Just, I had so much fun that day. I couldn't have been a happier guy if I tried. I've been into the tournament games where KU wins. Incredible. At a neutral location, this is a lot of fun. I'm enjoying myself. K-State fans, you guys playing a bowl game like every year. I'm sure you've gone to a bowl game. Maybe last year in Phoenix when they played Rutgers. And you win and you have a better time. Going to an opposing team's game and watching your team go into their town and beat them, as bad as losing is, it is a top. It's more fun than watching at home. Like, I enjoy going to local games. Arrowhead, they're all great. If you watch your team win on the road and you can see the soul leave the building, oh, it's so much better. So much better.
Seeing people on the text line, the 2007 Big 12 championship game when Missouri lost to Oklahoma, a devastating drive back from San Antonio. Someone else, the drive back from the Fiesta Bowl in Dallas when Arkansas beat K-State and I had to ride back with my dad was the most depressing thing I've ever experienced. Someone on the text line is saying how they went to the Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. So you're in there and you got to do it. I'm telling you, man, it's a feeling. It is impossible to describe if you've never been in this situation. Let's talk a little bit of Chicago Bears and we'll get back to the Chiefs and the Royals coming up in just a bit. I don't think that there is a team this offseason that did more to try to support their quarterback than Chicago did or has done in the last, I don't know, 2 years. Think about everything that the Bears have done to try to see if Caleb Williams is good. They spent a top 10 pick last year on a wide receiver, Romo Dunze, very talented wide receiver out of Washington. This season, they got rid of their head coach and got the number one coaching candidate this offseason was Ben Johnson. I saw what he just did for the Lions offense and Goff. You need to come do that for us. So, home run hire a head coach. They spent another top 10 pick on a pass catcher. They spent their second round pick on another wide receiver, Luther Burden, hashtag MIZ. They went out and traded for Joe Tooney. They went to go pick up Jonah Jackson. There is not a quarterback in the league over the last 18 months has their organization given you more tools and more weapons to see if you can play. Now, I'm a believer in the year two jump. We have a lot of examples of the year two jump. Lamar Jackson took a big jump in year two. Remember, like a decade ago, Carson Wentz from his rookie year to his second year. Like this, I can give you a bunch of examples. There's a lot of quarterbacks who they had good, solid rookie years, or they were a little bit below average, and boom, Jared Goff is another quarterback that comes to mind. Was a drastically different quarterback that second year than he was the first year. I think that it was a pretty solid foundation for Caleb Williams. Don't think it was the best infrastructure in place, but I think he put together a really solid year. I'm telling you, this season, if Caleb Williams doesn't win, there will be nobody else to blame but him. That is how it will be perceived by everybody. Local, national, everybody. They've given you everything you can ask for. You got a completely rebuilt offensive line, excuse me. They gave you DeAndre Swift. They gave you a top 10 pick at tight end. You got three legitimate wide receivers. The Bears probably have one of the top 10 defenses in the National Football League. They gave you the head coach you need. What more do you need to go out and have success? I actually don't think that there's a second-tier quarterback. I don't want to make it seem like he has the same pressure of Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. Those guys' pressure is to win the Super Bowl or get over the hump and beat Patrick Mahomes. The Bears need to make the postseason this year. They have to. If this ends up being a 7-10 year, 8-9, they're okay, middle of the pack, it will be very, very noisy around Caleb Williams this upcoming, next offseason. So I know the Bears are in town. They play the Chiefs. I mean, there's not that many Chiefs storylines. We'll see what happens with Kingsley Suamataia. We'll see how much he plays. He only played 10 snaps in the last preseason game. It was a mixed bag. I mean, there's not really much else from a storyline perspective for the final Chiefs preseason game. It is 1-2-3, don't get hurt. That's what it is. It is 1-2-3, don't get hurt is the motto today for the Kansas City Chiefs. Nothing else matters to me. I don't care. I don't care how anything else goes for the Chiefs today. Just don't get hurt. But for the Bears, this is a really intriguing offseason for them. They're a really interesting team heading into the year. The NFC North is one of the few divisions that I think you can make a case that everybody could win. It would not surprise me to see the Lions, Packers, Vikings, or Bears win that division. It feels completely wide open. The Lions have to be considered the favorite, clearly because they've been the best team in the NFC the last couple of years, at least in the regular season. The Vikings, they won 15 games last year, 14 games last year. The Packers, they're usually a very good double-digit win team. And the Bears have made so much improvements to take a step in the right direction. You could convince me that any one of those teams wins the North. You also could convince me that any of those teams takes a step back and ends up being one of the more disappointing teams in the league. And that's what makes the NFL so fun. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get back to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. Let's get back to the Royals. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores
and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll dive deep into the Royals. A couple of news, a couple of notes before we do that. This actually is a Chiefs or a Royals topic. It can go either way. Rob, what do you think the number one draft pick is at the concession stand? Like, if you're going to the concession stand during a football game or a baseball game, what do you think is the number one overall pick? Because some people might say beer. But everybody doesn't drink beer. Everybody at the game can't drink beer. So I don't know if that's the number one overall pick. I think the number one overall pick is nachos. I think nachos is the number one overall pick. It's a very shareable food. You get one thing of nachos. You and the wife can get some. You and the kid can get some. So it's shareable. It's usually, I think, fairly priced. Nachos aren't normally too ridiculous at the stadium. I mean, they're not cheap by any means, but none of the food out there is cheap. You can really get creative with the nachos. You might go a helmet nacho. You might go a chicken nacho. And I usually think that the nachos do a really good job of holding you over until you can get an actual meal. Like, you're not eating the concession food to get full. The purpose of it is, oh, man, I'm hungry, but I got to get something to eat right now. And I can't wait until we leave here so I can actually get real bang for your buck. So where am I going to go now? What am I going to get that possibly gives me a little bit of value? Rob, that's why I think nachos would be the number one overall pick in a concession stand draft. What do you think the top pick would be?
If the draft parameters are that we are not looking for a meal, because I would say hot dog is the number one answer. Because hot dog is just synonymous with sports, but I would say have three or four dogs, that's a meal. Like, that's not a snack, that's not a concession, that's not a tide me over until dinner. I think you're on the right path, but I think you pick something that has too high a variance. Popcorn. You cannot go wrong with popcorn. If you've ever been in a football game, baseball game, basketball game, and if someone like offers you from the bag or from that little, you know, red and white lined box and they offer you some popcorn,
that's fair.
Have you ever been like, ugh, no, disgusting. No one says that. Is it synonymous with sports? No. But it is the safest bet and it's the perfect snack to tide you over.
I actually think it is with basketball games. I think popcorn and basketball games go pretty well together. Also with baseball, not really a football snack as much, but I could go for it. I don't mind popcorn. Popcorn makes a good pick. Another suggestion, someone said a chicken finger basket. That's a solid one. Usually around somewhere between like $11 to $15, you get like three chicken fingers and like a handful of fries. That could normally hold you over until you eat when you leave. A chicken finger basket isn't that's not a bad one. Let me share a Royal stat with you guys. This is a very, very good stat. This comes from Rainey Gisarelli. Shout out to him. Yesterday, the Royals, they had eight walks. Yes, they had eight walks in their game yesterday. I don't know what's happened with the Royals. The Royals have drawn 52 walks in their last 11 games. That is the highest total that the Royals have had over any 11-game span since 2009. Now, I don't claim to be Mr. Baseball. You know, I'm a casual baseball fan. I can admit that. Seems to me that the Royals, for some of their offensive deficiencies, they've been able to make up with it by just having better, more professional hitters that make contact, put the ball in play, and just getting on base. The more base runners that you have, the better chance you have of scoring runs. This is a very, very simple concept that you guys were thinking, well, obviously, no blank, Sherlock. The Royals did not have that figured out. They didn't have that figured out. That the Royals, now, they have more punch now than they had in the early part of the season. But, man, one of the things that could have helped the Royals out early in the season was just getting on base. How many times have we seen the Royals, nobody on, two outs, the Royals would just hit a single or a double that just ultimately led you nowhere? Well, you get on base, you take a walk, who knows what can happen? You can generate a little bit of offense. So it is not surprising to me that as the Royals have improved the bottom half of their lineup, and now you just have better, more professional hitters that do a better job of putting the ball in play and a better job of getting on base. Guys that now take walks are more selective. It is not a surprise that their offense is performing much better than it was at the beginning of the season. Sometimes sports are simple. They really are simple. This is one of those stats that, obviously, this is why the Royals are better. They're better at getting on base. They're better at putting the ball in play. That just allows you to be a more efficient offense than we've seen them be for most of the season. You know we love percentages and sample size on this show. Well, did you know that right now the Royals, according to Fangraphs, they have a 27% chance of making the playoffs. It was also just the fourth time in team history that the Royals won at least 8 games on a 10-game homestand. So the Royals are hot. Their odds are continuing to go up. They made up all the ground on the Rangers and have passed the Rangers. They're just two more teams in the crosshairs for the Kansas City Royals if they actually want to do this thing, if they actually want to make the postseason. You can live with a 1-4 chance of making the playoffs between now and the end of September. You can absolutely live with the 1-4 chance. That can only really go up from here if you just continue to do what you need to do and take care of business.
What's crazy about that stat is, and the percentages and all the things, I remember we were talking before the show Monday, like, hey, let's pull some stats. The Royals just swept the White Sox. They got the Rangers coming up. Let's see how excited people are for, you know, the next step. Let's keep them informed on the numbers. And I pulled the numbers. The Royals, according to Fangraphs, had a 12% chance on Monday to make the postseason. On Tuesday, after a win Monday night, it was at 17%. Their percentage has basically doubled after a good week of baseball. Just to highlight how, you know, we are in the home stretch of the baseball season. Those numbers make marginal moves in April, May, June, and even into July. You were at 34 games left of the baseball season. Every hot streak, every cold streak has a higher value. So the Royals have not only disposed of the Rangers, which you mentioned, they have literally doubled their percent chance to make the postseason per Fangraphs, and you will take 1-4 all day, especially considering, you would say, they're playing some of their best baseball right now. If there's that, what's that old adage? It's not about when you peak, but it just, they are playing their best at the absolute perfect time, and the more and more time goes on, it does feel like maybe there's all the factors are coming in play for the Royals to sneak into the dance, and let's just see what happens. I discounted it in July. It does kind of feel a little 2014-ish where they came out of nowhere and made a run to end up in the postseason.
Someone just texted in talking about the food topic, going back to that. Someone said, can we all agree that cotton candy is the last pick? I don't think that cotton candy is the last pick. I think cotton candy is off the board if you're over the age. Like, if you can actually buy food at the stadium, then cotton candy is just not on the board for you. But for those of you that have little ones or have taken a little one to the game, if you get out of the game by just getting your kid one cotton candy, you won. It doesn't matter what the score is. It could have been 8-1. You get one cotton candy. You go out to the little K, let them run around, do the little carousel, maybe do a little batting practice at the little K. If that's all you end up spending at the ballpark, that's a win. No, cotton candy is not the last. It's just off the board for me. Rob, it's just off the board for you. There's no scenario in which you and your wife are sitting there sharing a cotton candy at the baseball game. None. But if you got an 8-year-old, I'm telling you, one cotton candy, one trip around the bases at the little K, one little carousel, one slide, you came out all right. You won. So no, I'm not going to disrespect cotton candy. It absolutely serves a purpose. It's a nice long reliever if you need it to be. You know what I mean? You're not wearing that player's jersey, but you need a good long reliever if you want to win a championship. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll get you some numbers about the Royals and what they need to do down the stretch. We'll also get you ready for tonight's preseason game, which you can hear right here on 96.5 The Fan. Keep it locked in right here. So drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.